Okay, so they told me that the whole lecture will be in Arabic, no English at all. Is that right? So that's another meeting. Huh? Okay. Cool. No, it's all in English. يعني God willing. Yeah. So I would love, طبعاً, for everyone to come as much closer as you can, so we can see the screen. يعني if possible, let's like يعني squeeze كده together. وبعدين it's already cold weather, so if you already squeezed, you will be يعني in a warm weather. Let's communicate better. So when we are closer together, yeah. Yeah, I think it's because you are couples, so you don't want to be closer to each other, which is understandable, طبعاً. Yeah, يعني couples shouldn't be together because they are together all the time. Definitely. Definitely, yeah. So يعني you can come closer as much as you can. عشان there will be some sort of communication with questions and answers وحاجات زي كده. So يعني if you don't feel comfortable to sit with your partner, it's okay, accept it. This meeting is for that. يعني that's why we are here, to reconcile. يعني to try to recommunicate. Because I know that there is يعني poor communication, and that's why you are here. يعني it's okay. So we are going to talk about how can we accept, how can you accept your partner differences. Well, definitely we have a problem concerning accepting other partner's differences because we are different, right? Because if we are copy from each other, we will never be different, but at the same time, by the way, we will not be able to communicate. Because part of the communication is difference. Why we communicate? We communicate because we are different, so that we can reach to a point again. Why we communicate? Because we are different. Because if we are not different, I communicate for what? We are already understanding, right? We are already the same. So it's because we are different, that's why we are communicating. So that we are communicated to minimize the differences. We are communicated to minimize the differences. So accordingly, we are going to talk about how to accept your partner differences. Because you have a partner, and this partner is different. Can we apply this, Abuna, to, for example, friendship? Definitely. It's not just for couples. It can be applied for friends. So for anyone here who is not get married, this can be applied for future marriage, can be applied for friendship, can be applied for culture difference, which is one of the main issues for our kids nowadays. Because their main issue with their parents, culture difference. So this concept that we are going to talk about today can be beneficial to these three categories: friendship, couples, whatever their situation is, marriage or not, but couples in general, and like a household, kids and parents. Good? So anyone can take this concept. It's a concept. We are going to study concept. Part of it theoretical, but we are going to move it to its application, and you will see that it's wonderful Christian concept. Although it's a scientific theory. But believe it or not, they are taking it from us, not vice versa. You will see. So what will be our agenda for today? That will be our agenda for today, so we can reach to this kind of communication. Bible, and then after the Bible, we're going to read part from the Bible, definitely. And then we are going to talk about cultural awareness. And then we are going to talk about accept cultural difference. We are going to talk about something called 4R concept. 4R concept. And then we are going to talk about 3C concept. 3C concept. It's part of the theory that we are going to see how it is applied in our lives. And then we are going to finalize by the conclusion. Fine? Oh, we are done. So it's okay. So let's read part from the Bible. We are going to pick two parts from the Bible to read. The first part from the Bible, which is the First Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 12 to verse 27. Who can read it? First Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 12 to verse 27. And then we are going to read from Mark chapter 3, two verses only, 24 and 25, just two verses. So who can read? Just we want someone to read, just to share. Who can read? It's English. You can read English. Okay, so can you take the mic to read?
First Corinthians 12, 12 through 27. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, and so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased.
Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25, just two verses.
Wait, I'm not done. That was up to verse 18. Sorry.
No. I just want to read. Okay, so you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 12 to 27.
No, to 18.
To 18? Oh, okay, so go ahead.
I thought somebody else might take over. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, helpers, administrators, varieties of tongues.
Great. Who can read Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25? Like, just two verses.
Yes. If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
So you see, if a kingdom is divided on itself, it cannot stand. According to this concept, two main concepts in our church right now, we are going to discuss many things related to that. Number one, you see the first part from Corinthians chapter 12, right? It's all about the ears and the eyes and the legs and the head and all the parts, right? All the body parts. Let's think about it in a sarcastic way. Imagine, because, you know, all guys, when they see like a pretty woman, they say, well, oh, your eyes looks beautiful, right? That's the first thing. Definitely, they are not looking at the eyes. You know that. But they say, oh, your eyes looks beautiful, just to catch the attention. But is it okay for a guy to meet a girl and then telling her, you know what, your aortic valve in your heart is amazing. I can see the bloodstream running in it. You have amazing four chambers of the heart. Can it be? Your left ventricular is amazing compared to the right atrium. Irina, if you look at the, oh my God, no way, right? It is not accepted. Why it is not accepted? Although, think about it logically. Which one of these organs running this person in front of you? The eyes? Actually, the like I can live without eyes. Can I live without heart? Like if you wanna praise someone, logically, praise the heart. Without your heart, you will not be in front of me. Makes sense. But cannot be used in a way to appreciate a lady. Like, you know what? Without your aorta, you will not be existing. Yalla yabni min hena. Right? It's not making sense. Actually, it's making sense. But it's not matching. Why? Because every part has a rule. So the role of the eyes can be in this situation. The eyes, you can see with it. The eyes had the rule. The eyes has the whole praise. Anyone can be seen. Oh, you have. I like your eyes. I like your hair. I like the stuff. But actually, no one is focusing on the brain. I like your frontal lobe because of the perception in the brain. Can it be? Imagine that someone is dealing with his like fiancé and telling her, I admire your frontal lobe. You know what? Your back chamber of the head, because of the mathematical equations you have, is amazing. It can't be. فيش حد ممكن يعكس حد يقول له كده. It can't be. Imagine, حد بيعكس حد ويقول له كده. مش ممكن. أحلى جزء فيك الفورهيد. ليه؟ أصل أنت بتفهمي. But yes, you look nice. Your hair is great. Oh, it makes sense. Oh, although the brain and the heart are the main function. Why I am telling you that? Every part has his advantage and kind of praise. Imagine that your body now is fighting. The eyes is fighting with the heart. And the heart is telling the eyes, you will never take, if anyone, the eyes is talking to the heart. If anyone praised you, the heart, I am going to be closed. You are not going to see. The body will be in a great fight. And that's why in the verses 24 and 25 of Mark chapter 3, we listened something very well, which is, if a kingdom is divided, the house will not be there. Will not be there. And that's why we need all of us to communicate. And that's why I told you this course, which we are going to take tonight, will benefit three categories. Kids and their relationship with parents. Parents together, couples, and friends. We need to be together. The eye and the heart should communicate to live in that body. Any fight, the body will not there. But you have to know that some parts, like the heart, although it's hidden, but its role is vital. You cannot live with the heart. And you cannot see without the eye. And you cannot walk without the leg. So anything in you cannot be done without that. You will have no friends if you lost your friend. You will have no one to talk to if you do not have friends. If the kids and the parents, although they are both different in culture, if they will not be able to communicate, the household will be on fire. If the couples cannot reach to a point, they get divorce. Why there is divorce? Why there is separation? Because each one cannot appreciate the other, or I want to be the other, play the other role, or we cannot reconcile, we cannot reach to a point. Accordingly, let's be separated. You see? And that's why you have to read this part before starting the perception. Any concept of what you are going to talk starting from now, it's coming from that. But they just put it in some words that makes it like applicable to be.
Das hier ist mein Sektor. Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters. Das Gerät, das Gerät. Überlebensradar.
Mayday, Mayday. Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you? Over. We are sinking. We are sinking.
Hello. This is the German Coast Guard.
We are sinking. We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
You know what's going on? He is like a guide. And they are telling him we are sinking. Sinking. So he is telling them, what are you thinking about? Because he is not good at English. This guy is not good at English. The language, he is not good at the language. Accordingly, thinking is like sinking. It's completely different. Sinking is بنغرق. Thinking is here. So they are telling him, we are sinking. And he is telling them, what are you thinking about? You see? Kingdom of heaven. What are you thinking about the kingdom of heaven? This is the language. Because we do not understand each other. This guy is not good at English. And that's why he had this conflict. I'll tell you something funny. Hope you will like this one. It's really funny. And it happened with me myself. So please don't laugh at me, okay? Because it happened to me. I came to the United States, and you have to know my background, that I am coming from St. Anthony Church with Abuna Yunan. And Abbe Yusuf, in our church in St. Anthony, in Chobra, in Egypt, unfortunately, boys and girls are not allowed to see each other, not to communicate. No. To communicate, you are going to hell. So, not to see even. And I was in a one-sex school, you know, the boys' school, like in Egypt, it's existing here, not as much, but like, in Egypt, I was in a school that is only boys. So imagine I am in a boys' school, going to St. Anthony Church, where girls are not allowed to be seen even by chance. Otherwise, you will not be here on earth. And moreover, I was playing soccer. I was playing soccer in one of the sport clubs, teams in Egypt. So definitely playing soccer. Definitely there is no girls. It's only boys. So, accordingly, the only female I know in my life is my mom. So this, and definitely I saw some females, طبعاً, on TV, by chance, on مثلاً advertisement or movies or حاجات زي كده, but I don't know them in person because I don't know how they talk, how they react. I don't know anything. So I get some good grades. Accordingly, I went to the pharmacy school. So as kind of appreciation from my father, so they sent me in a trip, and a trip which is like a lot of fun, to my uncle here in the United States. And that was my first time to come to the United States. I was I think 19 years old, something like that, or 20, something like that, and went to California to my uncle. My uncle is living there, and we went there, so we have a good time together, and in the family. Definitely coming from this perception, and I was servant in the church. So servant in a church with boys and all the stuff. Imagine my situation. I just want you to imagine my situation. And then I came here to the United States, California, visiting my uncle. And I think the second day or the third day, just a couple of days after reaching to the United States of America, what happened is that my uncle was sitting. He was sitting in front of me. My uncle's wife right beside him. And then cousins, they met apart because of my cousins here. So one of my cousins, and she is pregnant, but she's about to deliver. Nana was here, and then her mother. It's family gathering, the one celebrating my coming from Egypt and all that stuff. And then my uncle telling me in front of the whole family, you don't have anything for this weekend. I have nothing. You are the one who plan and I am just following. What are you saying, Ammu? Ali, okay, so we have to go to the shower of Nana. قلت له ازاي؟ ازاي نروح الشاور بتاع نانا؟ ايه قلة الأدب دي؟ بعدين يعني فقلت you know he is making fun يعني ودمه خفيف it's okay فسكت فقال لي no really why not to go to the shower يعني؟ قلت له عمو عيب عمو بنت قاعدة مش كده يعني نروح الشاور وهي قاعده امها قاعده جنبي يعني her mother was sitting beside me so يعني it's not يعني acceptable to go to the shower ويعني فابتديت بقى flushing وبتاع فابتديت قلت يعني to make fun of the situation فقلت له عمو يعني وكلنا بقى we are all going together يعني قال لي definitely ده يعني ايه اللي تلحية دي مفيش حياة خالص كده مفيش أخلاق خالص مفيش تربية بقيت ببص له كده اهوت عمو مش طاحش عمو الست قاعدة جنبين تقوم بقى طنط جاست رايت بسايد مي بليز كم طنط عقل ايه العيلة اللي مش متربية دي بعدين انا اعرف انهم ناس كويسين ويعرفوا ربنا يعني يعني it shouldn't happen that they are doing this يعني in front of me and they are inviting يعني in front of everyone come to the shower طبعا بالنسبة لي ده كان يعني ايه خلاص انا من هيل بقى دلوقتي وابتدى افتكر بقى صدوم وعمورة وبتاع وكده يعني خلاص وعمي بقى يظهر يعني I just figured out because he get يعني to the United States that means يعني he is a out of order وبعدين ابتدى think بقى what are they going to do with me in Egypt ما هو طبعا انا in Egypt احنا it is not يعني it is not allowed not to talk not to see we don't see females imagine بقى شوف شاور انا بقى ده العمل بشغال في دماغي خلاص هتجنن so imagine فقمت ساكت كده قلت اهرك تاني بقى قلت له يعني انت while going there بقى يا عمو بقى we are going to take ايه بقى هناخد معانا ايه ليف وصابون وتاولز وحاجات زي كده قال لي whatever you want
whatever you want دي قلة أدب قلة أدب والناس دي مش جايبها على المر
بعدين بتديك how I'm going to get back يعني actually التريب بتاعتي month and half هقعد بقى أنا month and half في showers لا وده عيب وحرام بقى وده حرام ده ناس وبعدين بقى ابتدى أبشرهم بقى ولا يعني I have to بقى to evangelize the word of God بقى وأكلمهم عن ربنا الناس دي لازم ترجع تاني ولا إيه ما أنا مش عارف أعمل فيهم إيه anyway فبعد ما اتكلمت كده قلت بقى ايه to bring something ده بقى اللي هي ايه finish the conversation ديت عشان عيب اللي بيحصل دي Nana's husband his name is George اوكي okay. قلت له بقول لطنط بقى اللي كانت بتقول لي تعالى قلت لها and George knows that we are going she says, yes he is the organizer
انا كل ده بتكلم في حته تانية خالص فقمت طبعا انا يعني جوزها اورجنايزر ده مولد ده الناس هنا واخده راحتها زاد عن اللزوم سو اي سيد
لسن يعني اي بيليف ذير از سمثينج رونج انا بقى خلاص ما انا خرجت عن شعوري بقى لازم بقى قلت له بصوا هو ان ايجيبت وي يوز تو تيك ذا شاور باي اور سيلفز ايفن ديورينج ذا هاوس هولد ان ذا فاميلي حتى الفاميلي نفسها مش كازنز بقى فاميلي نفسها كل واحد بياخد شاور لوحده يعني انا ما بخشش ناخد احنا الاربعه انا واخويا وبابا وماما شاور مع بعض كل واحد بياخد شاور مع بعض. طبعا
بس ايه ده ايه ده بس انت فهمت ايه
ما هو عمو ما يصحش الكلام ده بس ايه ده بس
امن ايه
قال لي شاور بيكوز شي از جيتنج ا بيبي قلت له يعني ايه جيتنج بيبي ايه الشاور في كده يعني ما هو يعني هنحمل بيبي ولا هنعمل ايه قال لي نو ده ايفنت احنا بنعمل شاور فور ذا بيبي اتس ان ايفنت بنروح كلاب هاوس كده بنقعد وبنجيب وي ار شاورينج ذا بيبي وذ جيفتس طلع راجل طمنتني اهو كده الواحد يقضي بيت الاجازه وطلعوا الحمد لله محترمين سو واي اي ام تيلينج يو ذات ستوري بيكوز اوف ذا مس اندرستاندينج اوف ذا لانجويج When we are not understanding each other from where are you coming from, accordingly, there will be some sort of a fight. Some sort of misunderstanding leading to, I don't know, but leading to something bad. Because sinking, not thinking. Because shower, not baby shower. You see? But I don't know, because we don't have something like that in Egypt. Do we have something like that in Egypt? If I know, if I asked, if I what? I'd say this is a problem. Sometimes we believe that we know what my other partner means. No, you don't know. You can ask. I don't know, what do you mean? Do you mind to like tell me more about that event? If I ask that from the beginning, what do you mean by shower, Amo? I really don't understand that. Like, do you mean like taking shower together? No. It's a baby shower and that's done. Just a simple question. But I didn't ask. And many times we are not asking. And that's why we are fighting. Because we are not asking. Cultural awareness. Read that, that's very important. Culture awareness is the understanding states of mind. Our own and the those of people we met. And that's the reference, Trump, Nares, and Hampton. The problem is to learn to go beyond our own model without being afraid that our long-held certainties will collapse. The need to win over others. Win over others. Win. I want to win. To our point of view. To prove the inferiority of their way of thinking. Reveals our own insecurities and doubts about the strength of our identity. Who will win? Many times couples have bad communication. Because who is the master? Who is the Lord in this place? It's me. No, it's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. Who? Kids and parents fighting. Why? Who is the boss? Which one of those will be the boss, the leader of the house? Me as a kid or you as a parent? Me as a father or you as a mother? Me as a mother, or you as father and kids, who will win? If you are thinking that way, fight will come sooner or later. And unfortunately, it will not end. Because this is not something to reach to a point. This is actually how to fight. So in order to fight, do that. Just search for a winning situation. And that's it. Who will win the conversation? Kids sometimes, starting from elementary and middle school, start to talk with their parents in a way of a challenging way. I'm challenging you, mama. I'm challenging you, baba. I am going to win this conversation. Although if the kid started to think, why not to learn from this conversation? Why not to reach with mama to a midpoint? The father and the mother cannot communicate. Why? We can. No. Because you have the concept of winning. I am going to win this conversation. Listen, what I'm going to say is what you are going to do. Imagine this conversation between a couple. It's not a win-win situation. It's someone wants to prove the inferiority of his or her way of thinking. Accordingly, why there is division in our houses? Why there is division between couples, parents and kids, friends? Why? Listen to that. You will get shocked. Selfishness, self-thinking, side agenda. These are the reasons. 3S. these three S are the reasons for the divisions, the fight. Selfishness. Selfishness is what? Selfishness. That my happiness, not the household. No sacrifice. I'm not going to sacrifice for your sake. I don't care. Though there is a sentence very well known for kids and adults right now. I don't care. This is selfishness. This sentence is a typical selfishness. I don't care. No, you have to care. You have to care about me as a father and about me as a mother and about me as a kid. You have to care about me as a husband, care about me as a wife, care about me. Please care about me. I do not care is selfishness. And the second one is self-thinking. My way or no way. Self-thinking. I'm the only one who understands everything in this house. No, you are not. We can. I have some understanding, as you as well. And we have this. Sometimes the guys who are having this concept, and sometimes the ladies having this concept. It doesn't matter. My way or no way. Some houses are just running by the mother or the wife. And by the way, that couldn't happen. It's a house. It's a house. Two together, not one. How come? Doesn't make sense even. We need to communicate to reach to a point all together. But it happens a lot in our houses. That one is saying self-thinking. My way or no way. That's the only way. That's the only right way. Side agenda. We have a conversation, but actually I have something from behind this conversation. It's like the kids, you know, when the kid. The kids, I'm talking about the small kids, like little kids, like 3 years old. Kids at the age of 3 years old, they can come and hug you and give you a kiss, but definitely they have a side agenda. Where is the chocolate, mommy? After the kiss and after the hug. Once you give them whatever they want, they run, which is okay. But sometimes we have side agendas. Sometimes you are so nice to your wife. Why? Because you want to go with your friend somewhere and she wants you to be with her and you do not want because it's a good khuruga outside. So how can I go there? Oh, just adalaha shwaya. And yo, you're so cute in maharda. Ma kat cute in barah. Yesterday she was not cute. She is just cute today. Noon. Why? Because I'm going outside at night and I don't want the whole day to be يعني, hell on earth. So let's make it nice. فنعمل ايش؟ طبطبة كده وبتاع يعني so cute وبتاع. And after you finish, I'm going out, no, just a couple of hours, which is okay. Side agenda. Sometimes you talk to someone because of side agenda. Sometimes you have this kind of conversation for a side agenda. Sometimes you are so nice to him and coming to him with habibi. You are the best and so on, so on, so. Why? Because your mother and your parents are coming to visit and he is not into that. And you know that when your parents are coming to the house, that's a mess for him. So how to make the approach? Let's make him feel good so that I'm bringing them in a nice way. Side agenda. This is a side agenda. That's not a good communication. That's not good. The good communication is we have to figure out why he doesn't like my parents to come. Why she doesn't like me to go to have fun with my friends. We have to reach to a point. Why? Do you have any comment about one of my friends? Yes, I do not like that guy. Okay, now we are putting a problem. Let's fix it. But this side agenda is not going to fix it. It will increase the division. And from the side agenda comes the lying. We lie sometimes because of the side agenda, because I have something else in my mind. Three reasons for division, three S. S number one, selfishness. And then self-thinking and then side agenda. So, all people can have this, you see? All flags everywhere. But they can communicate. Do they? Yes, they can. Believe it or not, they can. Steps to accept culture difference is called the four steps. They call it, this concept called what? 4R. 4R. This 4R technique, we are going to talk about it. And this technique will help you a lot to communicate together. A lot. I believe it will help you more than even you expect to help you to communicate. But think about it. And every point we are going, if you have any question in any point, just let me know. So, first step, first R is recognition. Recognition of what? This is the recognition. The couples should recognize the culture differences around them to be aware with other cultures in the world, which is called world consciousness and cross-culture awareness. And cross-culture awareness. This is something very important. You have to recognize that the person you are living with, whatever, kids and parents, couples, people you are living with are from a different culture. Different culture is very important. You have to know that. We mentioned that in the beginning of the lecture. If we are a copy-paste from each other, if we are copy, we will not communicate. Because we are the same. But we communicate because we are different. So you have to know that there is some sort of difference, personality-wise, attitude. Yeah, Abuna, but we are from the same culture. We are from the Egyptian culture. No, that's not called culture. You are from Egypt, like you are Egyptians or you are Americans. But that doesn't mean you are from the same house. You are not brother and sister. You didn't live with the same parents under the same conditions for all your lives. You didn't. So you are different. Different in what? We will see different in what. But and we have to, this is the first point, recognition. Just recognize that. Recognize that the other partner is different. And that's why a lot of funny stories coming from that. A lot of funny stories. A lot of funny stories coming from that. Go ahead. Yes, I am going. I thought you want to share something. No, I'm about to share something about that. I have a couple, and then they came to me, and they were sitting in front of me. He is dying, laughing. He laughing up like to death. And she is, you know, when someone wanna laugh, but she's holding herself. I said, yeah, what's wrong, guys? Abuna, we wanna talk about something. It is serious, but it's silly. But we have to talk about it. So she is telling me, and I'm like, okay, what's wrong? And then what's happening that he couldn't sleep at all, he couldn't sleep at all unless no, even as like a very like small beam of light in the house. Full darkness. That's the only way to sleep. She is completely opposite. Everywhere should be light. So he told me, Abuna, I'm highly stressed. I have been going to work right now. I couldn't sleep. And I don't know what to do. And she had to turn on all the lights of the house. It's funny and not funny. Very difficult. So I told them, okay, what are you going to do? Because you get married already. So now we have to figure out something. He told her, turn off the lights. And she told him, if it is simple like that, so turn on the lights. So definitely that's not the answer. Accordingly, we have to reach to a point. What's the point? So I told them, I can't give you answers, but you have to reach to a point. You have to know first that you are different. Because they started to tell me, listen back to this, because this is very important. Every one of them started to tell me that this option, like sleeping in darkness, how it is healthy, how it is more convenient, how it is saving light and energy. We are not here to fight about turning on or turning off the light. We are here to sleep well. So the recognition was the key for them to reach to a point. I told them, listen, if you are going to prove to me that turning off the light, switching off the light is the key, and she is telling me turning on the light is the key for the happiness, you will leave here everyone in another place. You will not get married. You will not be able to complete this marriage. But if you recognized that she is different and she is right, and he is different and he is right as well, both are right, both, but from completely different perspective. Accordingly, reach to a point. What's the point? I don't care, but reach to a point. And that's what happened. They have a point to reach to, and she decided that she is going to turn on the lights of Salah, which is يعني, a lot far from the spot where they... So she can at least see light, but to switch off the light of the room, the living room, والحتة اللي هم نايمين فيها. And they reach a point and they're fine. What happened? Recognition. Recognition is the key. To know that the other person is different and right as well. No need to prove to the other person that you are right and she is wrong. That's the what Trump and what we mentioned right now, that I want to win. No. No need to win. You need to understand, not to win. Recognition is understanding. Recognition is understanding that the other partner has another point of view, different than me, and is right as well as me. First step. Or number two, respect. An initial step toward developing respect for culture differences is to look for situations in your own life in which you would behave like a person from another culture, as if you are from another culture. And that's why we need to ask so that we can respect the other culture. We have to respect the other culture. For example, if you go to Egypt, boys and girls, when they meet together, they don't kiss each other or they don't hug each other, because this is considered in Egypt disrespectful. But here, when guys and kids, they meet together, they give a hug, which is basically saying hi, and that's normal. So it's a culture thing. The culture here made this something very normal, especially for missing each other. But in Egypt, they are not accepting it. Nothing wrong, nothing right. It is just the acceptance of the idea. It's the behavior. It's the culture. Respect the other culture. Respect the other person. Put yourself in others' shoes. So if recognition is understanding, respect is not to fight. Just think about something that the other person is respected with her and with his mentality. Respect the other cultures by understanding them. Respect is necessary to develop intercultural competence. Let's communicate. If we understand each other, we can communicate. And that's why there is a golden sentence. Use it. A golden sentence. If I am in your place, I will. If I am in your place, I will. When you see your husband coming not in a good mood. And then instead of attacking him being not in a good mood, understand why he is not in a good mood. If he said because of my boss and so on, so on, so at work, if you said, if I am in your place, I will be in a bad mood more than yours. What do you think about the husband? He will feel what? He will feel, you know, yeah, oh my God, she is feeling me. She has passion towards me. The same, the vice versa. When you come and you didn't find the food which you like because she is sick all the day, because of whatever happened, maybe because she is fighting with the kids, that's it. You know, if I am in your place, just having all these fights and running after those kids all over the day, I think I will get mad. Maybe I will commit suicide. So thank God you are still alive. If you have this kind of conversation, if I am in your place, I will. That will show respect. That will show passion. Which is sometimes, not sometimes, actually a lot of times we are not having it. Because of no respect to other situations. We don't have that. Many times we don't have that. Many times. Yes. You are respecting the culture. So basically, you can't... Let me tell you about this in an example. For example, if you see some kids here are hugging each other and you are saying this is disrespect, you are wrong. Because you are not respecting their culture. But respecting their culture is by allowing them to have it. Because respecting is understanding. So respecting the other culture, respecting the other mentality is to allowing the other person to do something because it's her culture or it's his culture. So let's understand it. So the respect here will open your mind to someone else, and that's why put yourself in others' shoes. If you get raised here and this is something normal for you, definitely you will be doing it the same. But because you are not. And actually you can say it, you know what? If I am in your place, if I am raised like you, definitely I will do it. But Habibi, I was raised in another place that they don't believe in that. And that's why I am not doing it. Even the explanation is kind of respect. At least it will tell the other person, why are you are not sharing us what we are doing? Because I don't used to it. I'm not raised in that way. If you believe it's wrong, that's your belief. That doesn't mean that it is wrong. Your belief is wrong. That doesn't mean it is wrong. Only two things in the beliefs that we can negotiate about it millions of years. One, scientific explanations, like the sun is not risen from the east. Oh, it's not a belief. It's a study. What's your research? From where you have this idea? So it's a science. So your belief should be with a reference. The other thing which should be with a reference, religion. And that's why all fights from religion coming from references. What's your reference? My reference is the Bible. Oh, my reference is the Quran. So now we have two complete different references. Accordingly, sometimes we cannot communicate. Why sometimes we cannot communicate? Because the references are different. Accordingly, we respect your reference. I respect my reference, but I will not change my belief. And I will not change my belief. Done deal. Because the reference is different. What about the science? This is my references. And this is my references. Oh, let's go to the validity. Let's go to the reliability of the research which you are bringing. Why? Because we need to prove something wrong with this. But any other belief on earth other than science... And religion, it is individual and highly related to negotiation. So if you believe that a certain act is wrong, that does not mean it is wrong from your perspective. Accordingly, we need to respect others because of that. Because at this point, there is no wrong or nothing right or wrong. Yes, amen. I agree, and that's why our kids are trying to take this concept and they're starting to make a division in the culture. How when they see Egyptians, they don't hug. But when they see Americans, they hug. But why? You know why? Because they get raised here through you. So now they have two perceptions. And out of respect, they respect both. So when they see you, out of respect to mama and to uncle and aunt, whatever, oh, I'm not. But when I'm going to meet my friends at school, I'm going to give them a hug. Why? Not disrespecting you, but respecting them. Because if I'm not doing it, I am disrespecting them. Other stuff are considered like not try it. For example, like boyfriend and girlfriend. And again, from where it is a religious thing. And how do we like convince our kids about that stuff from where? From the Bible. Now it's the same reference. It's a religious thing. But hugging, it's culture. Eating, culture. Friendship, culture. Communication, culture. Fasting, the communication. Telecommunication, media, culture. The way to communicate, culture. Education, that's culture. In Egypt, only doctors, engineers, pharmacists, all these people are respected. Otherwise, oh, they are not, which is not right. I can't say it's not right. That's how they see. Here, now they don't see it that way. It doesn't matter. What's your license? It doesn't matter. I just need to talk to a human being, and that's it. So they deal with you as you, not to your license. Really? Oh, but that's what should be, Abuna. No. That's what's here. And that's what's there. It's culture. The majority in our lives, culture difference. The majority. Not the minority. Two things we need to reach to a point with them. Science, we need to reach a point. And religion, definitely we need to reach a point because the reference is one. So we need to, back to the reference, what's the verse saying? What's the father saying? Let's reach to a point. That's it. But how many conversations between couples, kids and parents about Bible or science? 2%? But 95% from our conversation is about things that can be right and can be wrong. I was having a conversation with my daughter. I was a soccer player in Egypt till the age of 14, and then I did martial arts. So I was in sports since I'm 7 years old. So my daughter, I have only one daughter, and she is a soccer player here. She is playing in the American League, in one of the travel teams in Florida, in the Florida team. Oh, yeah. Good job for her. So anyway, she is playing very well, and she's playing in a team. She's 12 years old, and like, yani. So definitely when we have a conversation about soccer, both professionals, because I know soccer very well, and she knows soccer very well as well. But she is more updated than me, definitely, because of the age and the difference in age. And she is in training right now. She is training 5 days a week, because they have games for La Liga, for the American League. She is telling me about a concept about like a corner play, how to play it, and she is the one, she is playing midfield, for those who know the soccer, yeah, she is a midfield striker. And I was playing in the same position, but I was a striker more than midfielder. أنا كنت بلعب striker, بلعب قدام. أنا كنت بلعب في الأهلي, نادي في مصر, يعني كنت بلعب في نادي, وهي بتلعب في نادي هنا. Imagine the conversation, okay? So she's telling me I'm going to take it from that way and then shooting. So I said yes, but according to the technique which you mentioned, it should be from the right, will be easier from you than from the left. She said no, I can do it from the left as well. I said no, it's easier from there. Actually, Dad, listen. It may be easier from there, but if I did it from the left side, no one will expect it. So it will be not easier but unexpected to the goalie. So I may score it. From my perspective, she is okay, but I believe still that from the right is better. But again, reaching to what? If I am going to make it a win, oh, she had to listen to me. I am more experienced. I played better than her. And definitely from the right is better than from the left. We are going to reach nothing because she has her own understanding. And if she did it from the left, it will not be the end of the world. Yeah. But to try it. Maybe she is right. Why not? The majority in our conversations in our life are like that. The majority. The majority of the conversations between couple like that. Couples, متجوزين, like that. Kids and parents, like that. كلها بتلف في الحتة دي. So, respect. The first R is what? Recognition. So, why there is division? Selfishness? Self-thinking? Side agenda. Oh, how to solve it? 4R. Recognition. Recognize. Know that the other person is different than you. Respect the other person. Put yourself in his or in her shoes. Okay? See this video.
The English believe it's a slur on your host's food if you don't clear your plate. Whereas the Chinese feel you're questioning their generosity if you do. At HSBC, we never underestimate the importance of local knowledge. Which is why we have local banks staffed by local people in over 80 countries across the globe.
Okay. You see, completely different culture. It's a different culture. He believes that in هو يشرب كده, so take it done. So I have to bring them back. وهو ده فاكر إن هو I'm done. No, I'm not done. Actually, I'm having a very funny thing that happened with me that way. So I was a pharmacist. Before being a priest, I was a pharmacist. I was doing something in pharmaceutical company in like marketing for pharmaceutical research and stuff like that. And thank God I went to France to get promoted over there. And I got promoted in France. So they made a big celebration for all them, the district manager. I was promoted as a district manager to Egypt. But they made the celebration in France. So when we were in France and like having fun, they make the celebration in Nahr el-Sin. So it's called the Seine River. It's in France. So basically we have like a very nice boat over there and we are sitting over there with all the managers in France and in Middle East in general. And it was really nice one. I don't drink wine. I don't drink الحاجات دي. Nothing wrong, but just I don't drink it. يعني especially I was يعني in sports for all my life. So I don't used to ان احنا to drink حتى not even حتى يعني sodas. I don't drink يعني anyway. So nothing wrong again with it. I don't drink. So they put me wine and according to the criteria of the celebration, we have to drink the wine and to make a glass of name, cheers. Like it's something like a tradition, which is okay. So I have a big glass of wine like this. I don't drink wine. So okay, يعني هاخد يعني سب كده وخلاص يعني. So I take it, then وقفنا cheers وبتاع وقعدنا وكنا بناكل like meat وحاجة لطيفة خالص, خلصنا meat, شربت like بقين. طبعا الالكوهول in it is very high, I was not expecting that. وبقيت خلاص بحمر بقى وبقيت بسخن وعمال اعمل مش عارف اعمل ايه. انا اي وانا ليف بحلف فين؟ انا جوه البتاع ويت بقى لحد ما نوصل شوف هنركن في اي حته ولا نترمي في اي بتاع. المهم يعني عايز اليوم يعدي مش اي جاست وانا باس يعني مش خلاص عايز امشي ترقينا خلاص اي جيت بروموتد اوريدي فمش هيرجعوا في كلامهم خلاص ام فاين يعني بس خلينا نمشي مش الجو مش يعني ما يعني وبعدين عايز اشوف شغلي خلينا نخلص يعني نشوف خطوه ولا بعدين. المهم ايه فعن ف one of my friends she was like beside me one friend she is a friend from France not from Egypt so she was sitting beside me and she is the human resource manager in France so she's sitting beside me and said okay listen you don't like the wine I said no it's not I don't like but I don't use to so do you mind to drink it because يعني I feel it's too much it's كوبايه كبيره كده so and I can't and I feel awkward in انا يعني I'm not I said yeah because they love wine over there they love it and by the way she already finished her يعني like half of her cup she already finished it I said you know what take it and I'm fine. Mom we were يعني having fun me and her and few two other guys get promoted برضو but in another countries يعني so we were talking and having fun يعني together في الترابيزه وبتاع. وبعدين ايه بقى like هي خلص like I actually I gave her my like I gave her my glass of wine and she drink like almost like she finished hers and she finished like like يعني في حبه قد كده في الكوبايه. انا بقول خلاص الحمد لله thank god خلاص وكلنا وغلط. طلع بقى في واحد واقف هناك كده شايفنا بايه بنخلص سوجي بازازه وقام حاطط في الكوبايتين كلهم لايك ملاها تاني. فقلت لها انا مش هشربه. قالت لي انا I can't drink that's too much so at least you have to drink some لان دي. فقلت انا مش عايز. طب انا مش عايز. قالت لي this is like طبعا who is sitting around who is sitting اللي هم ال top management in France يعني I can't برضو ان انا ابقى ايه that's disrespect. قلت لها اوكي يعني انا مش يعني فانا طبعا شربت لايك حبه قد كده مثلا ابتديت مش ابتديت اعمل كده ومش عارف اقف وابتديت بقيت ستك في الكرسي ما انا مش عارف اعمل ايه ومش عارف اروح فين هنط في الميه يعني ما انا مش عارف اروح فين. ففضلت بقى قاعد كده هو ايه واتس رونج اي سيد نو ناثينج رونج اند ناثينج جود يعني اونستلي يعني هو ناثينج اي ام بلوكد. فبقى فاكشوري كانت الكوبايه خلصت نص لقيته بقى جاي تاني قلت له بليز خرجت عن شعوري بقى طبعا لما قلت له بليز دونت كم ان ذيس اريا اي ام دان and they are done and we are all done يعني. ف التوب مانجمنت ده فكان قاعد بقى بيقول لي ايه او يو دونت لايك وين اي سيد نو اي دونت لايك ذا بروموشن اف اي نو ذات ذس ويل بي ذا بروموشن اي ام نوت جوينج تو هاف ات. قعدوا طبعا يتعجوا عن البليت وستارت تو بي فاني طبعا ات توك سام تايم فروم مي ان انا ايه تو ريفوكس بليف ات اور نوت ما انا اي ام نيفر يوزد تو ات وانا اي هاف تو دو ات اوت اوف اتس ذا سيم اكزاكتلي ذات وات هابن سيم اكزاكتلي وات هابن بقى وذ مي كنت بضحك على نفسي طبعا وده بواين يعني اتس نوت يعني ده واين يعني اتس كلام فاضي بس because I don't used to بس again it's what it's the respect of the culture. What happened بقى was really amazing. He was telling me why didn't you say that you don't drink wine so I said you know what like I don't just want to feel awkward because everyone is drinking except me on a table full of like about like 20% of the top management. So I don't want to feel awkward. Yani said, no, we respect you. Listen, he told me this. We respect you and we accept you as you are. We love you. That's why we promote you. So we will respect anything you have. We will respect it. حسيت ان انا بصراحة يعني فانيلا في القعده صراحه فانيلا فانيلا يعني. ليه؟ لان انا I don't used to. You see? So يبقى the first thing is what? Is recognition. The third one, the second one is respect. In order to respect, respect serves as the basis of our attitude, cognitive and behavioral orientation toward people who hold a diversity of values. There are three components of respect. Respect for human dignity and uniqueness of a person from another culture. This is something very important. Respect for the person's right to self-determination. Acceptance of other cultures' values. This is just a summary for all what we mentioned. Respect human dignity, respect the other person's right, respect or acceptance of the culture value. So respect your wife's human dignity. She has full right like you exactly. Respect your husband's rights. Respect both of each of you, your culture values. Respect your kids' values. Respect your parents' values. Respect others. It's something important, vital. C, reconciliation. Reconciliation simply is reach to a point. How? Reconciliation is the attempt of a person to reconcile culture difference with others. Reach to a midpoint. If you have recognition that we are different, and if you have the perception of the other person is different than you, and the respect to the other person, believe it or not, you will reach to the midpoint. You will. Just sit and talk. Sit and talk. Why I'm saying sit and talk? Because this is the realization. Realization basically is the action. What are you going to do? And that's why C and D, the other two R's, are how to complete the picture of the first two R's. So the first R is recognition. The second, respect. The third one is what? Reconcile, reach to a midpoint. Realization is the action. It's defined as the competency of a person to realize the actions needed to implement the reconciliation. What are the actions needed? And that's why we need to talk. One of the actions need to talk. Talk to reach a point. Just talk. Talk. Talk respectfully. No yelling. Yelling will not solve. Yelling will aggravate the situation, right or wrong. When we yell, we made the situation aggravated. Punishment aggravate the situation. Talking will reach to a point. Rudeness will aggravate the situation. Aggressiveness aggravate the situation. It's not with the high voice. The high tone and the high volume is not a way to solve. It's a way to fight. Yes, definitely. That's it. So if you want to reconcile and you want to reach you to this, you have to have an action. A huge part of the action is to talk. Yes.
Yeah, and I feel sometimes when we talk with our kids, especially in the young age, the more we talk, the more they argue. The more we talk, the more we argue. So yes. Some in one point, with it, that's it, I'm done, and that's what you have to do.
Sometimes you have to reach to that point, but it shouldn't be all the time. That's it. Yani sometimes, and this is not called yelling, this is called assertiveness. Sometimes you are assertive with your kids. Listen, 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 listen. What I'm saying now is what will be done, period. So please go to your room or done. Oh, we are going to go out. No, you are not going to go out with that. I'm not going to yell. Go change or not gong. Period. Yelling will not reach to something. We have to yell. Yes, at a certain point as a parent, yes, you have to raise your voice because it's something of the. But value it so that when you do it, it means something. Because if you are keep doing it all the time, it will lose its value. And that's why there is like يعني all the kids have the mentality ماما ما هي بتزعق على طول. Mama is always yelling. This is not good because mama shouldn't yell all the time, but she should yell when there is a reason. That's what should be. Yeah, Buna, but we don't used to it. It's okay. Let's use to it. Anything can be used to it. Realization. These are the four R's. Okay? The 3C concept. Very nice concept to talk about. Very nice. Just to complete the picture of it. Thank you. The 3C concept. Using 3C, that will help you facilitate this condition. Compromise, collaborate, connect with God. Compromise is what? What's the meaning of compromisation? Huh? Compromisation? No. To balance, that's it. Compromisation basically is have this concept of compromisation. Let's reach to like you come 1 mile, I will come 1 mile, and let's meet in the middle. That's compromisation. Exactly. That's why we need to have the three. We need to have the 3C. We, not me. You are completely right, 100%. Compromisation depends on one or two. Two. Collaboration is what? What's the meaning of collaboration? Huh? Collaboration is what? Working together. So compromise, reach to point. Collaboration, working together. So it depends on what? On both. Connect with God, both of you. Because if one is connected with God and the other person is not connected to God, there will be a big mess. One will be godly, the other will not be. And that's why there is divorce and separation and so and so and so. Because either selfishness, self-thinking, side agenda, someone has this. Because if you are selfish or having side agenda or self-thinking, you will not be able to compromise. You will not be able to collaborate. You will not be able to what? To connect with God. You can't. Because that's against the church and the way we are raised to in the Christian Orthodox Church. Conclusion, and that's the final thing. Being competent in each component delivers results, builds morale, improves quality, develops teams and productivity, and is the mark of a successful manager and leader. Consequently, couples need to review their recognition, respect, reconciliation, realization to each other, using the compromisation, collaboration, and connection with God. Just to remind you with what we took today. Why division? Selfishness, self-thinking, and side agenda. That's why we are divided and we are not communicated. Accordingly, in order to fix that, we have to have 4 R's. Recognition, understand that the person in front of you is different. Respect that person. Reconcile, reach to a midpoint. Using an action plan to reach to that point, including talking. You can fix it using the 4 R, using these concepts to be in your mindset, both of you. The 3 C's, which are compromise, collaborate, connect with God. See this video.
Yeah.
What do you want to mean? When you understand the other culture, you can always win and everyone will be happy. You see? These are the references which we use today. Trumpner and Hampton, Moodian and North House, definitely beside the Bible, Matthew and Corinthians and Mark. Thank you so much.